Try to say something and see if we can
it's
hear
good.
You.
I'm talking.
There
okay.
we go.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, now I can hear you on the TV.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I had to. Anyway, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
Okay. I'm recording. So.
Okay. Welcome to the Community Development Block Grant second public hearing for Green River. The City of Green River will hold a public hearing to discuss the project determined to be applied in the CDBG Small Cities Program in the program year 2025, the Main Street Infrastructure Upgrade Plan. Comments will be solicited on project scope, implementation, and its effect on residents. The hearing will begin at 6 on May 13th and will be held at 460 East Main Street in Green River, Utah. I'm Mayor Hatt in attendance. Is also Councilman Packer and Councilman Linhoff. If you are offering a public comment, please say your name loud, where you're from, if you organization that you represent, if that is all those things. And we'll go ahead and begin. Would anyone like to make a public comment?
I'm just here to support you and help you.
Okay, great. All right, we'll go ahead. We'll give this about 10, I think, is probably what I think is a nice round number for Green River Standard Time. And if no one shows up at 6:10, we'll consider the public hearing closed. Any comment from the council member?
Hey, guy. This guy's on this.
Hi, guy.
No.
For the minutes, Councilman Webster just walked.
His name is Wyatt.
So there's no one here who wants to make a public comment currently on this block grant. So I have been asking if the councilmen want to make any comment. If they do not, we'll wait until about 6:10 and we'll close the public hearing. I guess we could go ahead and go with maybe some discussion about what sort of currently we have within what we think the scope might be, what we're going to sort of move on.
What's that?
Who would be the best person to sort of give us a little bit of an intro on that? Edward, do you want to give us a tiny sort of where we're at in the particular process right now since we have time?
For the CDBG?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I would have loved Ryan too, but he can't talk apparently. Well, he can talk, we just can't hear him. Okay, so once we finish this hearing, we compile all the data. It runs through CERTA, which is our local AOG. Mm-hmm. We had applied originally for 600 something thousand. CERTA kicked it back and said, you get 53. So we said, okay. So once all our paperwork is done, we'll get 53,000 and that will be used to supplement the Broadway projects that we're working on right now.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, we can't hear you, I forgot. Okay.
Anything you'd like to add, Ryan?
Yeah, we asked for over 600,000 to plan the upgrades. We'll use the 53,000 to get started, and then we'll look next year for the full amount, including the planning as part of the construction.
Okay. Any other questions? This isn't normally how I would conduct a hearing, but we got time. So I think, in general, so the Broadway is part of our redevelopment area, which we do need to apply to be a redevelopment authority again. And within that boundary, you know, this has been something that's come up for years. I think probably Larry was at least on the council when the Vallejos came in, and that was part of their pitch, was the revitalization of Broadway, and then that got lumped into our Main Street and sort of downtown areas, and so that's why we've been applying for these funds through the CDBG. CDBG, that's the right one.
CDBG.
It always, I always want to say CBGB, which is the like punk rock club that was in New York.
And
I
yeah.
That name. And so that's sort of the process that we're in. We were definitely frustrated that the ask was 600 and it was like, here is, less than a sixth of that, a 12th of that. But I do think it gets the ball rolling on some things, and then we can use this funding as seed money for proof of concept on the larger ask for the next year. So, jeez, this is the longest 10 minutes. We got four more.
Is it really only been 6 months?
Yeah.
Or give or take?
Yeah. By a stop.
Okay.
None of that project materials come in with the whole scheme.
Yeah, they had like a whole printout of what they thought should get built.
Yeah.
And that is sort of what started a big part of this moving that way. As it stands right now, there's a Vallejo representative on the steering committee.
Yeah.
But there's no partnership.
And did the Epic Center do a plan for it before that though too?
Yeah, they did some Broadway revitalization, historic downtown.
Yeah.
Revitalization plans and stuff too, yeah. So it's been, it's like a lot of things in Green River where there's, plan. If you go back far enough, there's a plan that then has been kicked around for 45 years, and then hopefully you can make one happen when you get some funding to implement it. So
we're not set on a plan for it yet?
Not entirely, no. I think, we're going to have to, once the money's sort of received, we're going to have to sort of look at how far that goes and what we can do with it.
So we do have the $600,000 from GOED that we got last year. Tomorrow we're having our first committee meeting to go through the proposals that have come in for that project. And that's an engineering project focusing on Broadway and Main, mainly. So Broadway, Main, and then a little bit of Cherry. Mm-hmm. So the kind of this corridor right here. And hopefully the CDBG then can be used to supplement that. And Ryan, can you still hear us? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the meeting now, this public hearing we're in right now, where we say, oh yeah, that's what we want to use it for.
Yeah, we were hoping to solicit public comment on what direction they would like the community to go with that, which is the reason for these hearings. I do think that we're competing with Little League right now, the first day of Little League, which might be a pretty tough thing to sort of say. Okay, you know what? It's 6:08, and if no one has any objections, I'll call it. I think that unless you want to wait around to see if anyone's going to come in.
No.
I think we're good.
Think you're good? We did already have at least one public hearing on this, so this is the second one that's required by law. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and we'll... I guess we should have
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, I have a motion.
Public hearing. I'll second.
Second from Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous. We are closed at 6:09 p.m.
Okay, we'll see you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Are you coming back at 7, Ryan? Right, we'll see.
We'll see.
And then as soon as this is done, these are the minutes. This is the minute template for this meeting. As soon as it's all completed and filled out, Julie will send this to Ryan, and then he will compile it with the rest of our